Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called free to sin or free from sin. And I'll start in John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we look at that verse by itself, we can see that the word free could mean many things. Free from physical slavery, free from evil maybe. But if we keep reading in context, we see the definition of the freedom that's talked about here, John 8:33 to 38. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." So that term committeth sin is also used in 1 John, meaning he that continues in sin, 1 John 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we can see in John 8:34, Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin," continues in sin, "is the servant of sin." And we know, Luke 16:13, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." We also see in Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:21, "Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." And if we go back and read again 1 John 3:8, "He that committeth sin," continues in sin, "is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." If you continue in sin, you're of the devil. You love darkness more than light, and you partake of the cup of devils. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil and to set free those who are servants to sin, continuing in sin. If a gospel is preached that lacks in this area, diminishing the power of God to free from sin, it is accursed, Galatians 1:6-9. "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." Because if you continue in sin, you have not known the true Savior, who sets free from sin. If you continue in sin after acknowledging the truth, there is no sacrifice left for sin, Hebrews 10:26-27. "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries." The Lord commands all men everywhere to repent, to turn from sin, to follow and obey to the saving of their souls, Acts 17:30-31. "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." We'll be judged according to our works, whether leaving sin or continuing in it. What will you choose? Revelation 20, 12-13. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. So that was my study on free to sin or free from sin. That's an accursed gospel going around, especially the church systems today, where Jesus did it all, I don't have to do anything, I got to get out of hell card, I can just continue on in my sin, living in the flesh, living in the world. Though there's so many verses, James 4:4, a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, and if you continue in sin, you're of the devil. It's hard to get around all of those different verses unless you do something like heretical dispensationalism and you just cut and paste the portions of scripture that you think are for this time period, for this people. We don't have to do that verse, but we can do this verse. And you really have to twist and rest, as it says in the scriptures, the word of God, to get around it. But if you continue in sin, you're of the devil. The Lord came to free people from sin because the wages of sin is death. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So let's continue to walk in the light, saints. Let's continue to flee from sin. Let's continue to purge sin out of our lives. Purify ourselves, as 1 John 3:3 says. Because we're going to be judged according to our works. If we live in any willful sin after the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice left for sin. If we continue in sin, we haven't known the biblical Savior. And if people in your life, or people you've known, or just the worldly people that claim Christ and continue in sin say they have Jesus Christ, don't believe them. They have an accursed gospel. If they continue in sin, they're of the devil. If they do with righteousness and continue in the biblical Savior, they're of God. They're born of God. So make sure you test all things, prove that which is good. And I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.